no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah,
the following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from Yolo County, it's the Nate Darling Show.
YOLO!
Featuring Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, here's only porn in Game of Life. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. It's a fresh new week. Sam not with us because he had to work tonight.
Oh, Sam.
Sam. Diana still away.
Sam still gave the pay.
I don't know. I never made an offer. So I have no idea. I can inquire for you if you'd like. Kareem's here. Jason Casey back again. Of course, last week we made him the official member of the cast of the show.
Yes.
So there will be audio to reflect that at some point. I just didn't get to it this week. My girlfriend came back. Yay.
Yeah.
After 3+ weeks in Europe, she has returned with jet lag. And you know what that means? When someone with jet lag comes home, you get to experience jet lag too. Because she was out cold at like 8 o'clock, slept for about 4 hours, and then woke up at midnight. Wide awake.
Wow.
Wide awake.
Wide awake. So all of that going on. Here's what I've learned about Europe from her travels. Most of it's no place that I want to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to give super duper details because, you know, not my story to tell. But apparently Venice smells.
Yeah.
Which
water.
And dirty Italians. Yes, we covered that. I do want to go to certain parts of France, but they had sort of an incident where they were staying with somebody who had one car and didn't want to go anywhere. So that made it a little bit challenging. Also, they were, spent some time on a cruise ship, but she's back, which is great. We got a lot to get to today. Of course, let's see, what do we got? We have a man who called 911 to report that he wasn't getting no ass, and it wasn't in Florida. Not in Florida at all, which is really shocking. Oh, hold on. We have some breaking news coming into the newsroom now.
The Nate Darling Show keeps it 100 with Black Guy News.
Dateline Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh police say rapper Wiz Khalifa has been cited for urinating in public. I only share that because it's super ironic. Public safety spokeswoman Sonia Toller says it happened about 2:30 a.m. on Saturday behind a bar called The Flats. Khalifa, whose real name is Cameron Jabril Tomas, is a graduate of Pittsburgh's, a high school in Pittsburgh, I'm not going to pronounce it wrong, and keeps a home in suburban Cannonsburg. So he was in town to perform during Pitt's Midnight Madness basketball season kickoff. Representatives for Khalifa, who is known for hits such as Black and Yellow and See You Again, did not immediately return phone calls and email messages from the Associated Press seeking comment on the citation, which is basically a ticket. I just found it interesting that Wiz was arrested for or cited for public urination. That's it.
Out of all the guys that would be awesome for this to happen to, like, it's probably like one of the guys that's like, well, he's a cool guy. I'm glad that he's cool. You know what I mean? I don't know.
He's so taking a leak in public. Cool.
It's predictable if nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you're out in the bar,
AP behind the bar.
I mean, how really? Many times have I know that I've seen and maybe experienced? Because there's no statute of limitations, right? Yeah,
so if he was a white girl, he would have peed in front of the bar.
There was.
We had that conversation like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Someone shared on the Fox 40 Facebook page. Took a picture of some chick pulled over, pissing on the side of the freeway, and they captioned it, "Let's put this lady on the news." And I got a shame on you sort of comment. I was tagged in a comment by by our friend Derek Byrne, who tried to give me the old shame on you. Shame on you for blah, blah, blah. It's like, look, people post shit on Facebook pages all the time. It's, you know, who is monitoring this? It's like, oh, settle down, for God's sake. There was nothing visible that was indecent. Exactly. It was unfortunate, and you know,
hey, you put your ass out in public, you expect it was to take a picture.
Dude, yeah. You could see the freeway sign. She had basically pulled over off the fast lane. Left lane.
To be on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. So I don't know, but I was like, what is going on? I heard a few things this week that made me go, what is going on?
She deserved to be on the news with her ass out.
Well, she was not on the news, but she was on the Facebook page. If you get one of these, you might end up on the news, just because people will be shocked and amazed.
What if you could capture one of life's greatest moments with the push of a button? Say hello to the dildo selfie stick. It's the first selfie stick that you can actually, well, stick it. When it's pleasure time, simply extend the dildo selfie stick and get down to business. At the moment of climax, simply push the button to capture your O face. The dildo selfie stick also lets you attach many of your other favorite toys. Want to share your O face? Get the dildo selfie stick and stick it up your...
That's dildoselfiestick.com if you're curious.
Can we buy that through Amazon?
I don't believe so. I don't know that it's available.
Hey, we should... Yeah. Hey, y'all should order that on Amazon.
Yeah, go to it.
By the way, if you're going to be shopping Amazon anyway, go ahead and click through the site, NateDarlingShow.com, that shop Amazon tab there. All right, now let's get into the show.
We won't know which one he bought it, but we just want to know that somebody bought it.
Right. It's true. There's all sorts of stuff on Amazon. So I know, Kareem, you've got the Juke Joint Fridays coming up this week.
Yes, it's this Friday at the Brick House Art Gallery at 36th and Broadway. We got Mr. Jason Wrestler and the Back Alley Buzzards.
And so people can get that tickets in advance. Where?
Get tickets in advance on Eventbrite, and then $10 in advance, $15 at the door. So if you get your tickets at the door, don't be mad at me because you waited too long.
There you go. Jason, what have you been up to?
I did some improv on Saturday night. I did some improv, and then I went and saw some stand-up at Laughs Unlimited for the Sacramento Comedy Festival on Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of that, Mr. D. Tyler, who performed at the first Juke Joint Fridays, came in fourth in the Sacramento Comedy Festival comedy competition.
No. I cool. saw him and may have, as a judge that evening, voted for him. He was really hilarious.
He is hilarious.
His Pac-Man joke. No, Super Mario Brothers joke.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not doing it justice talking about it now.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Sorry.
That's just to let you know you're going to have some good quality comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, there's going to be some good stuff. Good stuff. Go to Oak Park Brewing beforehand. See if people park terribly. I've seen photos. I love when people post photos of people parking like shit.
You know, people in Sacramento can't parallel park, right?
These were not parallel parking spots. These were pull-in spots with lines.
Oh, even people can't parallel park when there's nobody in front or behind them.
You know who's really good at parallel parking? That chick who was taking a leak on the side of the freeway.
I made a girl get out of her car one night because that's how bad she was at parallel parking.
Well, that was the climactic scene of The Sopranos, was a chick being unable to parallel park. People don't get it twisted. That's really what was going on there.
Hey, because it's just life, man. It's just life.
Like, you are horrible at that. Get out.
She's like, don't take my car.
No, she got out. She was like, oh, please, you can do that? I can't do it. I'm like, yeah, I know. And she had two other people with her who were trying to help her park.
Can I just say, like, about parking? I think that's one shaming that should happen on a regular basis. So that should be. Let's make a Facebook group for like obnoxious parking, and we can post photos there.
I think if you stood out in front of the comedy spot on 20th and J, right there in front of the Mars building, if you just stood out there with your camera for a couple of hours, you would have enough stuff to make like America's Funniest Home Videos.
Or if you happen to wander a block away, you could see a hometown hero get stabbed.
Oh yeah.
It was unfortunate.
Make it through Iraq, go Afghanistan.
Take down a terrorist on the train. And some Asian guy stabs you in Lavender Heights.
Yes.
Still haven't arrested anybody, at least as of this recording.
I think Stockton did it.
The whole city?
No, yeah. I think that they got together and like, hey guys, listen, I'm going to do some, make Sacramento look horrible.
That was a bit of national publicity that we really didn't need. But speaking of, there got some positive publicity. Mm-hmm. The documentary about Tower Records is coming out.
Oh, that's great!
It's coming out this Friday, New York, LA, and a few other places. It's coming out ironically in Sacramento. It's coming out a week later.
So what? It's not going to be at the Tower Theater on that night.
No, it'll be out on the 23rd, I believe.
It should be at the Tower Theater, right?
I believe it is. Oh. Colin Hanks' documentary, he was on the Adam Carolla show talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I binge-watched the entirety of season one of Fargo this weekend.
Yeah.
And Colin Hanks is in season one of Fargo. It was really fantastic, because season two started, as we're recording this, tonight. But season two underway, new cast. And, you go, oh, it's going to be great. Everybody thought that about True Detective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And True Detective Season 2 did not live up to True Detective Season 1.
No.
So I didn't watch it, but everybody I heard talk about it was like, no, it sucked. It was terrible. Wait around a long time for anything to happen, and nothing happened.
There was like three good episodes of that. Like they could, it should have been a four,
out of 12.
Yeah, it should have been a 3.5 hour movie. It could have been an amazing 3.5 hour movie.
Yeah.
Would you say that? I mean,
yeah.
I think season one.
Sometimes they try to do too much.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, season one set a very high bar
for Fargo. Yeah.
For True Detective.
Yeah.
So season two of Fargo has Kirsten Dunst.
All right.
And Ted Danson.
What?
Yeah.
Which is
an odd thing, but I mean, if you would have thought, oh, Billy Bob Thornton and Colin Hanks, that'll be weird.
Ted Danson gonna have his toupee on?
I have no idea. We'll have to check it out. We'll see what's going on. But yeah, so that was the big news late last week. It happened before our Friday show dropped, but we record on Mondays. One of the hometown heroes got into some sort of altercation, I guess, defending a female friend.
Yeah.
In Faces, which, if you're not familiar with Sacramento, is a gay bar. And I don't know what happened in Faces, whatever. I mean, they haven't really released any of that. But
Faces has the best dance music in town, so you don't necessarily have to be gay.
No, I'm not saying.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying that's... just clarifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
because I've been there with
okay, make excuses for yourself. It's all right.
Lesbian friends.
Sure. So there was surveillance video of him fighting off like five guys in the street.
Yeah.
And he was doing a pretty good job until one little gutless motherfucker came around behind and stabbed him in the ribs, basically, from behind.
Yeah.
It wasn't super obvious what was going on. Someone was like, well, maybe they're punching him. I go, no, if you're behind somebody like that and you punch him, you're going to punch him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
If you
couldn't reach the back of the head.
Well, yeah. And then another surveillance tape came out where they were getting into this car to go away, and the driver started to pull away, and they were like running alongside the car, and then it stopped. It was like this weird
circus clown.
Yeah, it was.
Car.
It was, and I hope they
Here's
find
the thing. If there's five of you and you still got to stab somebody, then you're a bunch of bitches.
Oh yeah, there are a bunch of bitches.
It was like coming up behind him though and shanking him in the ribs. That's like screams like prior offense, like prison. Yeah. Like, that's like type of thing you do like in prison.
Yeah, but like it's five against one, and you got to stab somebody.
Yeah, it was bullshit. It was absolute bullshit. But here's the problem at five against one. He was kicking their ass.
Yeah.
He was absolutely kicking their ass, and they're like, oh. So hopefully, speedy recovery. He's expected to make a full recovery. But Jesus. Rough. Those guys did that. One of the other guys was supposed to be at the community college in Oregon where the shooting was. He was on Dancing with the Stars instead. So I'm
probably saved his life.
Yeah. Apparently this incident in Sacramento, if you haven't heard, not related to what happened in France or terrorism or anything like that. Yeah. It was just some bitches, yes. Basically. All right. We last week we talked a lot about guns, actually the first half of the show. And I'm not going to get all preachy about guns again this week because we've already done that. You know, it's been done. It was another big week for guns in America.
Oh, in Auburn Hills.
A woman with a concealed weapons permit opens fire on a suspected shoplifter. Fox 2's Ingrid Kelly picks up the story.
Police say a shoplifter was leaving this Auburn Hills Home Depot around 2 p.m. Tuesday afternoon.
A shoplifter.
Yeah.
Not a rapist. Not someone who tackled an old lady and ripped her purse from her arms and knocked her to the ground and stepped on her head. A shoplifter.
As he walks.
Go ahead.
Not a shoplifter who's attacking.
No. One who is
leaving.
Getting away from the Loss Prevention Associate.
Now, the store's loss prevention employee tries to stop him.
The shoplifter then got into a dark-colored small SUV and began to flee.
Police say a customer in the parking lot witnessed the employee trying to stop the shoplifter and decided to intervene.
The customer that was a CPL holder then fired shots at the vehicle, believing to have hit one of the tires of the vehicle.
That's crazy. What else are you going to shoot at?
It's just scary, the thought that somebody's going to shoot at somebody over material things.
Police say the best thing that anyone can do, whether they are a CPL holder or not, is to be a good witness.
Take down the information, write down the description of the car, either wait for the officers to arrive or contact the police department by phone.
Police say the suspect vehicle was last seen in the area of Brown and Jocelyn.
We're looking for two people, the driver of the small black SUV with a flat tire or possibly flat tires. It was driven by an African-American male in his 40s, and then the suspect that fled the store was a white male in between 40 and 50 years old, wearing a black t-shirt with yellow writing on it and a black hat. And
Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder.
You know what that says to me? Racial harmony.
But that also tells me, though, you know, is that, I mean, I'm glad that she was shooting at a white guy, you know, yeah. That, like, I mean, you know.
Well, she was basically shooting at the car.
But, you know.
So, also in
Detroit. Dirty Harriet.
Also in Detroit, another big day for guns.
A Detroit car dealership riddled with bullet holes. We're told the building was full of people when the angry boyfriend of a customer fired off the shots.
That gunfire sent the people inside running for cover.
The dealership is now offering a reward to find the shooter. Fox 2's Amy Lang with the story.
I want him. 5 G's. Maybe.
Steve Vahura offering a $5,000 reward. You see, he owns Elite Auto, a used car dealership on Woodward near 7 Mile. The side of his building riddled with bullet holes after an argument with a customer went way too far.
He was like to me, you know what? I'm going to get back at you. I looked at him, no problem. I close at 6 o'clock. You know what I mean? No problem. I don't know what he meant. I'm going to get back at you. I'm going to come shoot at you.
But he says that's exactly what happened. Tuesday, a customer had this car towed to the Elite Service Center and collision. You can see the owner and her boyfriend and another man. They're asking for a rental. When they're told there isn't one, the boyfriend takes his complaint down the street to the dealership where Steve admits things got heated. The customer left, but a few hours later, there was this. The owner, employees, several customers inside when this all happened. They hit the floor. Even a woman outside terrified when the bullets started flying.
I had 7 innocent customers inside. What did the customers do to you? The customers didn't do nothing to him. He has the beef with me. I mean, why don't you come and confront me?
Now Elite has hired Mars Security, and they're offering that $5,000 reward. Anyone with information is asked to call Detroit Police, who are also on the case. In Detroit, Amy Lang.
Good to know Detroit Police are on the case.
Yeah, good thing.
Why don't you come confront me?
he's one of those guys who has the beard, that he has the fake jawline that he's created by having a very severe beard line. So he's a big dude. He talks a big game. Obviously, he talked a big game.
That's why he got shot at.
So yeah. Again, you know what would have been great? More people with guns.
Exactly.
Maybe, you know what? If the lady who shot at the shoplifter would have been at the used car dealership, then maybe we could have had a good old fashioned shootout.
Maybe she could have stopped him from shooting at. Yeah. No.
By the way, there I saw something posted on Facebook this week, and I didn't bother getting into it because I'm done. I'm not done. I'm taking a brief sabbatical from arguing with people about guns on Facebook. posted this thing. You haven't heard of this guy because he did this. He went to his car and he got his 45 out of his glove compartment and he stopped this mash. He stopped this kid from shooting up a school. And the mainstream media didn't report it. And I'm just going, I did hear about that. You know why? Because it was really fucking widely reported 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Eight fucking years ago, one guy stopped a kid from shooting up school. One. But hey, put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
You idiots. Maybe I shouldn't say that because he's got a gun.
It's so ridiculous. Like, so if she had killed somebody else that had nothing to do with it, then what would you be saying? Right?
Yeah. But yeah.
We're lucky nobody else was hurt.
Yeah. We're lucky in both those instances, nobody actually got hurt.
But it's only a matter of time that happened. I mean,
And there were also two shootings near schools, one in Flagstaff, Arizona, and one in Houston, Texas. But we can't have the discussion. But you know who is talking about guns and things they know nothing about? Fox and Friends.
Other news, of course, we saw from the campaign trail this week a lot of discussion about guns and arming those who would protect our students at college campuses across the country and high school campuses across the country in the wake of that horrible shooting at the Oregon college campus. Donald Trump earlier on the show says that these gun-free zones are a complete disaster. Listen to Trump just a few minutes ago.
That was a gun-free zone in Oregon where they had no guns allowed, no nothing. So the only one that had the gun was the bad guy, and everybody was sitting there, and there was nothing they could do, not a thing.
Here's the problem with that. It was not actually a gun-free zone because Oregon law prevents that. And as we learned last week on the show, there were multiple people who had concealed carry permits on campus.
Misinformation. They didn't want to get shot by the actual police, so they kept their guns in their pockets.
Yeah, yeah. So let me see if we can go on to this a little bit here. The Fox News people went past Donald Trump, and they decided to start talking about Australia.
The number of guns in American households has actually gone down as these mass shootings have gone up. Exactly. So can you blame more guns?
Well, we also spoke yesterday to the former high school football coach at the Ohio high school that protected his students there when there was no one else to protect them from back in 2012. And he said by having armed guards at the school, people who are trained, who know what they're doing, police officers who are trained.
Yeah, armed guards and police officers should have guns. They're the ones.
Of the violence, the gun, what kind of gun, where did the gun come from, how big is the magazine? Really? I mean, a lot of people have guns at home and they're not...
By the way, this is Tucker Carlson and he's an asshole.
...shooting strangers. There's almost no focus on the guy who did it. Why did he do it? What about his life caused him to murder people he'd never met before?
But of course,
That'd be worth having that conversation.
The other side of that argument, though, of course, is in what people always throw out there. It's like, look at Australia. They have no gun violence. They don't have guns. Citizens aren't allowed to have guns.
They also have no
not true.
Go to prison for expressing unpopular views in Australia, and people do. And in Western Europe, by the way, and in Canada. No one ever says that.
That is the other side of the argument, that if this guy had a knife instead of a gun, would all of those people have been killed, or would he... Fewer people have been hurt.
Also, we have a Bill of Rights.
We have a Bill of Rights. And
so, people in Canada get arrested for telling the truth?
No. No one gets arrested in Canada. We do have a story about something that will happen in Canada.
Don't you have to do like something major to get arrested in Canada?
And the Australia thing. Oh my God! That people started passing around that stupid meme again, man. Like it's like a mis. It's like it's misinformation. It's information that can't. It's like 2000. It's like from like 98 or something like that is when they gave up their guns. Like in Australia,
96 was the 96. There was a mass shooting in 96.
Yeah,
and Australia they banned certain types of guns, and they had a big gun buyback. There are still plenty of people in Australia who own guns. It's not illegal in Australia to own guns. It's illegal to own certain types of guns.
Yeah.
but it's not illegal to own guns.
I can't see all white people giving away their guns.
No, and no one. Here's the thing: no one's coming for
Nobody's
your guns.
Nobody's coming for the guns.
No one's coming. Obama's not going to sneak
in. And the
in.
Idea that we have less guns because of the mass shootings. I'm like, well, where the hell did that come from?
We don't have less guns. That's nonsense.
Because people have been buying up guns ever since he's been elected. Because they since before he actually took office. Because
he was going to take them all away.
He was going to take them all away.
Right. And, well, and know, to my knowledge, Obama has not been sneaking around in the night stealing guns.
As a matter of fact, one of my friends owns a gun shop, and one of the guys that I used to work with couldn't even find the 22 ammo for his gun because so many people had told them that they were going to be that he was going to take their guns and ammunition.
Yeah. Oh, people were stockpiling ammunition. So people who own guns and wanted to go to like the practice range and shoot couldn't find ammunition, and yeah. And the price of it was going through the fucking roof because they couldn't find it. By the way, here's what happens in Canada when you express an unpopular viewpoint. The Conservative Party candidate says a candidate who defended therapies that attempt to turn gays straight is no longer their official representative in a suburban Toronto riding, although it's too late to remove his name from the ballot. His name is Jagdish Grewal. He's running in the Mississauga Malton area. Wrote an editorial entitled "Isn't Wrong for a Homosexual to Become a Normal Person," that referred to homosexuality as unnatural behavior and heterosexuals as normal. A party spokeswoman said last Tuesday that Grewal's comments are "quote not reflective of the views of the Conservative Party of Canada." We believe that all Canadians, regardless of race, religion, gender, or sexual orientation, deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. That's what happens in Canada when you say something that that is objectionable. They go, you know what? We don't want you representing us. Good day.
Yeah, they vote.
He didn't.
Did they vote?
He didn't get thrown in jail. The Conservative Party said, you know what? That guy's not okay.
You gotta go, gotta go.
That's right. So, in Europe, it happens. You know what's happened in Europe? Hitler happened in Europe. He took all the Jews' guns. and your boy, Dr. Carson.
That my boy.
he's been saying the most ridiculous thing. Here's the thing. I saw the latest Republican poll as of 2 days ago. So as of Monday. Donald Trump is in the lead, trailed ever so slightly by Ben Carson, and then in a distant third place, Ted fucking Cruz.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz. How fucked up is this?
I'd rather have Jeb Bush than Ted Cruz.
You know,
I would rather have W back than Ted Cruz.
Donald Trump is Archie Bunker.
Yeah, yes, he is.
That's who Donald Trump is.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all loved Archie Bunker because he was racist and we knew it.
Right. He made no qualms about...
He made no qualms about who he was.
Exactly.
He was who he was, and we respected that. So that's who Donald Trump is.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's Archie Bunker, and that's why people like him.
Well, he tells it like it is, of course.
Of course.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, shooting shoplifters. Kareem?
Actually, that's kind of cool.
Jason?
If you're a trained professional, it's still tool.
Back when I used to have to help the AP people chase down people, it would be nice just to shoot somebody in the ass so we wouldn't have to chase them across the parking lot.
Okay. You should be allowed to shoot shoplifters, but only with tranquilizer darts.
Yeah. shooting somebody with a gun for shoplifting. Come on, man. I don't care what you're stealing. There's no reason somebody needs to die over something like that.
Yeah. Up next in Cooler Tool, shooting windows. Jason.
Fucking cool.
Kareem?
Windows.
Windows. Shooting windows, that's tool. Because windows can't shoot back.
That's why it's cool.
Now, glass windows, that's tool. Windows, the operating system, you shoot that, that's cool. And finally, Australia, Kareem.
I have mixed emotions on Australia. I was a huge Crocodile Dundee fan, but I know their history on Aboriginals, so...
they have a bit of a checkered past.
I have a checkered past, so yeah. So
but
I'm going to say...
What about now, though, with their history with Aboriginals?
I'm gonna give him a cool.
Jason?
I would say because they have changed and they aren't adverse to it, they're cool.
Australian chicks, cool. Australian dudes, annoying as fuck. But I'm still going to go ahead and go with cool. So that's going to do it for cool or tool. Very interesting week in America it was.
That was actually really fun.
All right, so we've all done things on Facebook that we might look back on and go, was that really the greatest idea to do that? But this guy in Atlanta is he did something on Facebook that, if you first look at it, and I'm interested in your take on this, Kareem, because it involves an African American kid. I don't think this guy had any malice in his heart. But what he... Here's the problem. When you put something on Facebook and your friends are ignorant fucksticks, they will sometimes say things that then reflect poorly upon you.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to be careful, or you got to weed out your friends.
Yeah.
This guy probably should have weeded out his friends better.
He says he never intended to make a child the target of racist, vile jokes. That's exactly what happened when one Atlanta man posted a picture of himself to Facebook posing with a co-worker's child.
Deron Roth's Facebook friends brutally mocked 3-year-old Caden Jenkins. They mocked him and made references to slavery and more. This picture has cost Roth his job, and now he's telling his side of the story to Fox 5 News. Fox 5's Marissa Mitchell reports tonight.
My entire post was taken out of context. It was
Gerard Roth says he never intended for this picture to cost him his job. He took it with Sydney Shelton's child, Caden, at their job, Polaris Marketing Group in Atlanta.
By the way, it is refreshing to see an African-American child with such a white name.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Roth says he made the picture his profile picture on Facebook, but some of his Facebook friends posted racial remarks to it.
I just really feel upset, not only with myself, but also with the character that was based off of the comments that my friends made. I feel as if not only poor Caden himself has been victimized, but also myself for being targeted.
Names like Toby and Kunta Kinte.
Just some of the racial comments that upset Shelton. Her friend sent her a text of the screenshot containing a series of insults.
He is not a deaf child. He is not mute. He's never been abandoned. He is a well-loved, fun-loving, hyperactive, your typical 3-year-old.
Roth admits to one comment.
At that point, that person said, oh, so you mean to tell me you just have wild kids running throughout your office building? And that's when I said he was feral, which of course was interpreted directly as racist.
That was just a joke. But going in with everything else, it's not going to be taken well.
But that was honestly not my intention whatsoever.
Roth told Fox 5 he simply picked the latest picture from his cell phone after removing an old profile picture. He claims he never thought Shelton would mind.
And up until that point, I thought Sydney and I were personal friends.
Shelton says she's thankful her employer, PMG, terminated Roth. But the pain over the post that has since been deleted remains.
I do everything that I can to make sure that he never has to want or need for anything, and to see people bashing him, grown people bashing a small, helpless child, it breaks my heart.
In Atlanta.
So,
okay. So, for you people in the...
what do you mean, you people?
That are listening, who don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I have a blonde-haired, blue-eyed grandson. I post pictures with him all the time.
Right.
Nobody has ever said anything about... There's never been a racist comment.
That's because your friends aren't assholes.
Right, but I'm saying about him being in a picture with me.
Right.
Not even really a picture questioning us together. Although when I went and picked him up for daycare last week, I made sure my kid took me by the daycare so that they know who I knew who I was. Because Isaac loves me, so like he would,
right?
So he sees me and her, and he has to pick. Oh, maybe I should run to mom instead of grandpa this time. But That's a different thing. And nobody ever says anything about anything. Nobody has ever said anything near any of those things with that. So it kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a like, okay, well, fuck.
What type of people you hang out
with? What type of people you hang out with that would post? And I have friends who are assholes. Yeah. Well, I have a bunch of comedian friends, so you know.
Right.
I definitely are, you know, people that would say something about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But nothing to that point. And like I said before, we're just at a... I'll say this about it. We don't necessarily get mad that white people are racist because we actually expect it.
Right.
And we actually get more upset with people that say that they don't know any racist white people than anything. So it's kind of like, well, if you just admitted that you knew them and actually called them out on it when they were being racist, then
there you go.
Things would be better.
That's
pretty much it.
Sorry.
And his friends put him, I feel a little bad for him because his friends put him in a bad position.
Multiple friends, yeah. I mean, you don't control, here's what you have to do if your friends start doing shit like that. You have to go, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of hateful, racist things. I deleted them because it's not okay.
Yeah.
But here's the other side.
And especially, this isn't a random picture you posted on, you know.
No. Yeah. See, there's holes in his story.
Yeah.
There's holes in his story. He went to the latest photo and made that. No, you picked that
one. And the fact that he admitted guilt at the very beginning, the way that he did, where he kind of like was like, you know, partially my fault, you know. And then he, I mean, it was just like so, I've heard this from every white friend that I have that says they're not racist, but are racist. Like, it's just, I've heard it. The other thing, too, is he was a supervisor, correct?
I don't know the answer to
that.
Was
it just a coworker?
I think they were just coworkers.
Okay. I just know that you're supposed to model professional behavior when you're dealing with things like that. And that's not, like, making the feral comment, after that comment, like, not stopping it. He had a chance to stop right there.
Like I said, if somebody would have just noted, oh, you got kids roaming around place, and he goes, yeah, this one's feral. If there's no other comments.
Yeah.
Then there's not a problem with that because that's obviously a joke. Yeah, there's a kid running around here. And the mom, of course, because of all of these other comments, takes it like, oh my God, people are saying I'm terrible. My kid's not, it's just, you know, so I get where she's coming from. But by the way, how helpful are you if you're screenshotting incredibly hurtful, terrible things and sending them to her?
Yeah.
Go, by the way, there are people saying really horrible, hateful things about your 3-year-old child. Let me send them to you because I want to ruin your day.
Yeah.
Instead of going to this guy's Facebook page and going, hey, fucktard.
I know her. She saw your picture.
Yeah. I know her. You might want to take that photo down.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was a cute photo. He's at his desk. The little kid's smiling behind him. It's something that should be completely harmless that this guy doesn't have a job now.
Yeah.
And his friends probably do.
Yeah. Like I said, it was something that, man. Like I said, I feel a little bit bad for him because his friends pretty much cost him his job. But the other part of that is there was a chance for him to buck up and be like, look, dude, you can't post that shit.
Yeah.
Could have happened right. I don't know. I know you. What did you do, Nate, when that happened on your profile? You went and deleted it, and you took care of it right away. You know.
Yeah.
And that's what I would do on mine, and that's what, you know, people that I know that are close to me would do. Yeah. You know, and for him not to think that. I mean, it's just people think that they live in these closed little knits now. These mm-hmm. little closed little environments, and they think that things are going to stay within that little barrel. But what they don't realize is that Facebook has created holes in all those barrels, filled up with water, and now everybody's seen everything, and you're exposed. So you better be careful, and you better stand and be true to who you portray you are.
Like I said now you're in a position where white people are in a fight with somebody for the second time without realizing that the first time the fight was fixed.
Right.
And it was like, oh shit, they were going to say something back this time. I can't believe it.
but again, would you ever, let me ask you this. If you saw something like that and it was somebody you knew, would you then go, I have to send you this? It's going to really upset and ruin your day.
No, I would have sent the person.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So fuck you, you helpers.
Yeah, I'd have been like, dude, you need to take that shit down. And but, you know, yeah, that we know, I know her, right?
Yeah. And here's the other thing about it. And this I'm taking from Adam Carolla, because he says this a lot of times. What the fuck do you have to gain by sharing something that you know is going to be hurtful to somebody else, rather than just, because if she doesn't know about this, I mean, these are innocuous comments. No one was yelling it in her 3-year-old's face.
Yeah.
Her 3-year-old is not on Facebook.
Right.
Just go and fucking confront the guy. Even on Facebook. Send him a goddamn message on Facebook.
And he should have been smart enough to take it down.
It's the first comment. First comment that was inappropriate. Delete it.
Yeah.
Delete the photo.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yes. Here's the other thing. Is it really okay to post a picture with one of your friends, really young kids, or coworkers, really young kids, without them knowing it? I mean, that's sort of a gray area. I mean,
it's sort of a gray area, but I guess, like he said, that he thought they were friends, and she probably thought they were friends too,
right?
Until that happened,
she's not laboring under that misconception anymore. Right.
Well, I think that that's the thing too, is that if they were friends, then she wouldn't have been like, I don't know if she would have gotten. Is great, you know.
No, I think she would have, because if you're a mom and someone sends you that and you're just seeing people calling your kid terrible and hateful
not,
things.
And that he's not standing up to anybody.
Right.
That's the part that got him, was that he wasn't standing up.
Yeah. I mean that's where it went from, oh, I feel like I'm the victim. No, you didn't stand up and say you're wrong, that's wrong.
Yeah.
All right, let's do something positive, okay? Here's 7 things mentally strong people never do. Never do. So you can find out if you're mentally strong. Number 7, feeling the world owes you something. Those with real resilience expect to work for everything they have. They weren't born with a mentality that others would take care of them or that the world must give them something. Instead, they look for opportunities on their own merits. Number 6, fearing alone time. Anybody fear alone time? I'm an only child, so it's not really that big a deal to me. 5, resenting others' success. I think that's a lot of younger people. You do that when you're younger.
Yeah.
When you're like, how come they're so successful and I'm not yet? 4, repeating mistakes. That's something that mentally strong people don't do. 3, trying to please everybody. That's right. Fuck all y'all. 2, avoid change. Mentally strong people are willing to change. And the 1 thing that mentally strong people don't do, feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
So quit feeling sorry for yourselves.
But all of those things are things that are learned.
Exactly. See, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. If you're not like that now, you can learn all of those things.
Yeah.
So here...
Because growing up, I was a foster kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you learn that either, like if you want to do something and somebody's not willing to, that if the people that you're living with or whatever aren't willing to help you do that, then you're like, okay, either I'm going to sit here and do nothing or I'm going to do the shit that I want to do.
Right.
And so you figure out a way to do it. That's pretty much how that happens. And then, once you figure out that you can do stuff without those people's help, or that other people will step in to help you, then you're like, oh, fuck it. Then we're going to do this. So those are all things that you can learn as a person and hopefully develop.
Well, here's the subheader. The headline is 7 things mentally strong people never do. The subheader is quit these bad habits and you'll become massively more resilient instantly. Because not feeling sorry for yourself is something you can do immediately.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you any money either.
Yeah.
So I don't have enough money to do it. Yeah, you can stop feeling for yourself for yourself right now.
Yeah.
Although
you don't have to have money to do it all the time.
That's right.
I do a bunch of free shit. My folks think I'm balling out of control. It's like, no, I'm not balling. Like, I just know people. I'm nice to people when I see them, and they'll in return be like, hey, I got these tickets. You want them? And they were like, oh, okay. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that snowballs.
Yes.
As does if you're a dick.
Exactly.
If you're a dick, and you're like, see, everybody's an asshole. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a thing in improv that I heard once that's, I think Mike McFarlane said it, or it might be Bill Binder. I don't know. One of the guys that I know that like is really amazing at improv said you're if everybody's having fun and somebody they're you're the like if you're not having fun and everybody else is having fun in the scene, then you're the asshole. Like,
right.
if you're sitting there judging all the other six people that are on stage that are having a great time, and you feel like you know that they're assholes, then you're the asshole.
You're the asshole. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always those people. You're like, why are you mad? We're all having fun. What the fuck are you mad about?
Well, you're the asshole.
Well, I'm not getting it done.
Like, that's right.
Sit your bitch ass down somewhere.
I'm in the back line. I don't want to have to fight for stage time when everybody else is having a good time. Yeah.
Like the crowd is going wild and everything, and they're the person that's on the lip poked out.
Okay. So in Texas. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not Texas. It's Virginia. Arlington, Virginia. Oh, now, and I don't know. This might like fall Texas. Into Caitlyn Jenner land. An Arlington man has been charged with exposing himself in a mall dressing room while wearing women's underwear. And authorities have connected the suspect to a similar incident back in September. Hey! Alan Jones, who's 52, allegedly exposed himself to a clerk at the JCPenney at the Springfield Mall at 11:15 on a Monday. That's an odd time to start whipping it out.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you gotta, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm working different schedules, you know. Who's to say?
You
know, one of those, maybe Monday morning is his Friday afternoon.
You never know.
We don't know. Jones was shopping in the women's underwear section and requested assistance from the clerk. The man then tried on the items in the dressing room and exposed himself. The clerk immediately called mall security and police, and Jones was arrested. A detective has also connected Jones to a similar incident in September. In that case, he was charged with exposing himself to a clerk at the Soma Women's Lingerie store at the same mall. Detectives are seeking anyone who may have had similar encounters with Jones.
Okay. Was he exposing himself? Oh, was the underwear just not built to handle what he was packing?
Well, here's the thing. Most, if he's trying on women's lingerie.
Yeah.
And not like the heavy duty stuff that comes in a 3-pack. Most guys are, it's going to look like they're exposing themselves. Even if they are, because they're not built to, women's underwear not built to contain a package.
Right. So that's my question.
It's more of an envelope than a shipping box.
Right.
Man, I feel sorry for the guy. I mean, I don't know.
Because, you know, she freaked out when she saw it, period.
Yeah.
Whether he was trying to show it to her or not.
Right.
Like, she saw it. She was like, oh, my God.
But who then? I mean, like, I'm a little upset with her because she called the police.
Yeah.
Like, and mall security. Like, call mall security. They'll get the police. You know what I mean? Like, right. That's their job. Once again, you know?
So, did I tell you guys about the two transgender men that used to live across from me?
No. Hey! No, you did not. Do tell.
Pray tell.
So one of them was a World War II veteran.
Oh, well, thank you for your service,
thank
sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Or ma'am.
So he was about 6'2". He probably weighed like a 150. Hey! I think they'd call him Loretta.
Perfect, yeah.
And then the other one was actually a combination of you two. Roberta.
Wow.
Roberta and Loretta.
So yeah. Super handsome with a little facial hair.
Yeah, they must have been. She.
Nate's body with your face, your hair. That's what he was.
Roberta. Oh, Roberta sounds so beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
I would love to meet Roberta if she's out there. Or Loretta. Both of you guys, let's hang out. Both of you ladies. I didn't mean
to. So is that the end of the story?
And she would always have a muumuu on.
Well, sure.
And then the other, the World War II vet, he was more of a... She was more of a snazzy dresser.
Well, yeah, if you're slim and in shape, you can dress a lot better.
Yes,
no matter what gender you are.
Sometimes she would be like, she would go to the little convenience store outside of our apartment complex in her slip, like okay, with her wig off.
Listen,
and her makeup still on.
Roberta,
come on.
Heidi Klum dresses better than Mama June, and it's not because Mama June doesn't want to dress nice. It's just because it's hard to find nice things when you're a little bigger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But she would go out with her, like I said, with
the makeup,
the slit, no hair, no wig. And maybe like some cowboy boots.
Why she need to get made up for you? Why she need to get
made up for me?
Why she need to get made up for you? Man, she's just going to the convenience store. I used to get laughed at in New York because I'd run across the street to the bodega in my shorts in December. And guy was like, hey, what are you doing, you stupid Californian? Gosh.
They were fun.
Sounds it.
Did you have dinner over there?
No, I didn't have dinner.
Did they bring over a casserole?
The police called. But they had some domestic violence issues.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's not okay. All right. So
thanks for bringing the room down. That was going to be a great story.
Yeah. But
domestic abuse.
I think they eventually moved out because they were having some domestic violence issues. But yeah, it was interesting. They were interesting.
Well,
Your twins, she was always really nice.
Oh, Roberta went. Of course.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, come on. So a South Carolina man, and South Carolina, very, very close to Florida in the odd behavior department.
Why I let people know that I'm from North Carolina.
I'm guessing
South
it's
Carolina.
A humidity thing. I don't know. But a South Carolina man called 911 to complain that his girlfriend would not have sex with him. That's according to an arrest report. When a cop responded to the residence, Patrick Doggett, who's 53, stated that he called 911 because his girlfriend, Ms. Faye Woodruff, would, and this is a quote, would not give him any ass.
What's he supposed to do? What's he supposed to do? Come on, help a guy out.
That's when you jerk off and drop one on her head.
Oh, that's horrible.
Woodruff told police that Doggett had been drinking all day and didn't know where he was at. She added that Doggett got into bed and wanted to have sex, but that she had her grandchild with her. So Woodruff noted that Doggett got up and then dialed 911. He was outside the residence drinking an alcoholic beverage when the police showed up. He was arrested for public intoxication and booked into the county jail. He has not been cited for misusing the 911 system, though. So he did catch a break there. So let's play a game, Kareem. White guy, black guy.
Black guy.
He's a black guy.
I already knew.
See, not all African Americans are opposed to calling the police.
That's like the only reason
that's the only reason you can.
Come on, guys.
I'm not getting any ass. What's going on? It's not giving me any ass.
When you said not giving any ass, that's all you knew. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was my favorite story of the week because nobody got hit, nobody got hurt. I have no idea how traumatized the grandchild is though. So that's really the only.
There's
thing.
No guns.
Nobody got stabbed.
That's just good fun. It's just like
exactly.
Yeah, it's just frustration trying to find an outlet.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right. Well, not everything is as good in Florida. Because a man was caught placing his iPhone under the skirt of a public shopper, told police that he was actually, quote, taking pictures of cakes for his wife and not engaging in some felonious supermarket voyeurism. According to a police report,
what kind of cakes was he taking pictures of?
Hot cakes, Korean hot cakes. The female victim told officers that she caught Michael Shukri Ablis Adelata. He's got four names, people. He's 48. Of filming up her skirt as she shopped at a Publix in Palm Harbor. The woman confronted him and reported cops who noted that the store surveillance captured the act. When a sheriff's deputy questioned him, he claimed to be taking pictures of cakes for his wife. He lives about a half mile away from the Publix supermarket. By the way, I feel the need to point this out because she's not here. Publix is one of Diana's favorite things about Florida. The report does not really detail why this guy's spouse needed a gallery of cake images, though Deputy Chester Johnson did point out that all of this iPhone handiwork occurred in the deli and by the hot chicken, not near the bakery.
Maybe she should have. Maybe he should have gave her one of those selfie sticks.
Now, according to his Facebook page, he works for a Clearwater software firm. The page includes no photos or mentions of a wife.
Oh, man.
So his imaginary wife wanted pictures of cakes.
Maybe the selfie stick.
Oh, man. Gosh,
also,
man.
Also in Florida, a moviegoer was jailed early Sunday for battery. And you go, oh, that sounds terrible. And it kind of is, but it was for allegedly dumping a large soda on a fellow patron who asked him to be quiet.
Ooh.
During a screening of the horror film The Green Inferno. According to Florida cops, James Wortman, a 44-year-old convicted felon, and his girlfriend were were talking during the movie. They were just talking during the movie when Michael Denninger, who was seated with his wife behind the duo, asked them to stop talking so they could watch the movie without interruption. Wortman, cops noted, initially quieted down, but again began talking to his girlfriend. Prompting Denninger... Yes, white people talking in the theater. Notorious.
No, because they were talking... No. This is how you know they were white people. They were talking to each other. They weren't talking to the movie screen.
So he began talking with his girlfriend, prompting Denninger to again request silence. This time, Wortman allegedly rose from his seat and began yelling and cursing at Denninger. He also took a full large soda and threw it at him. Wortman and his girlfriend, Jennifer Yancey, then left the AMC Indian River 24 complex and departed in their car, which had been parked outside the TGI Fridays. It's a lot of detail in this report.
Yeah.
The cops caught up to the vehicle. Wortman said he had been told to shut the fuck up during the movie, and he claimed that when he got up from his seat, soda in hand, that he tripped due to wearing flip-flops, thus causing the soda to spill.
Definitely white people. Because he was wearing flip-flops in the movie theater.
Yeah, here's the problem, Kareem. The girlfriend did not stick to the flip-flop story, telling cops that Wortman intentionally doused Denninger after being told to shut up. White people. So, congratulations, Florida. Nice job. Meanwhile, to our north, in Portland, Oregon, police are on the search for a stolen truck full of tofu and healthy drinks.
They were definitely white people.
No. Police on the lookout for a large truck filled with tofu and healthy drinks reported stolen from a southeast Portland Safeway. The report came in at 9:30 a.m. last Tuesday that the refrigerated truck was missing from the store. The driver told police he went into the store for 20 minutes, and when he came out, the truck was gone. They've since found the truck. A Portland Police Bureau news release described the protein and vitamin-packed vehicle as a white 2007 Isuzu box truck with Washington license plates. The truck is registered to R&K Foods, which is a Seattle natural foods wholesaler. It has the sticker with the number 99 on the rear door.
Or there was some black people that were pissed off when they realized what they stole.
Ah, fuck.
Well, no, Kareem, here's the thing. They ditched the stolen truck, but kept the tofu.
Oh, it was definitely white people.
It could have been a multicultural group of tofu vegans.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been anybody, but the truck was recovered, so they lost tofu, and is that really a loss?
Oh, man.
Is it really going, oh, no, we're out of tofu. Has anybody ever been really disappointed that they were out of tofu? Like, oh, no, we're out of tofu.
People that eat tofu.
Suckers. Anyway, that was fun.
That was a really good show.
We're almost done. Let me... Yeah, we mentioned Amazon. We mentioned that. What was I going to say? I had something I was going to say, and I forgot. I don't know. I don't know what was going on.
You're going to do Amazon?
We talked about Amazon earlier on, because we were talking about the dildo selfie stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Dildo selfie stick. Amazon Prime. Oh, here's the cool thing about Amazon Prime.
Can you take, a focused picture with a dildo selfie stick? Because it is like moving the whole time.
It's not the vibrating type. Well, come on.
You hit it. You're supposed to hit the button when you get to the O face.
Oh, you're supposed to hit the button when you hit the button. Huh?
Right.
When you hit the button.
When you hit the button. And that'll be that. That'll be that. That'll do, pig. That'll do. All right, let's wrap this motherfucker up and get out of here.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right. Here's the headline. Big bargains, big crowds at WBG's huge garage sale. That's right. Tens of thousands of bargain shoppers crowded Warrensburg sidewalks and spilled onto Main Street this past weekend during the world's largest garage sale event. Although a forecast of rain kept attendance expectations low, about as many bargain shoppers as in recent record years flooded the town during the event. Kathy Gonzalez of Sussex County, New Jersey, held up a leopard print nightgown and matching blouse she found at the garage sale hosted by Montana Sheraton and Ashley Morehouse. They're on Library Avenue, by the way. Gonzalez handed over $2 for the garments she discovered after hundreds of other bargain shoppers had sifted through Sheraton's and Morehouse's goods on the world's largest garage sale. Earlier on Saturday, she had found a homemade plaque bearing the shellacked turkey claw with its middle toe extended to resemble a rude human gesture.
It's a bird flipping the bird.
Gonzalez bought two of the questionable sculptures to give to her sons for Christmas. Here's a quote. With a plaque like this, people can flip everybody the bird. That's what she said as she walked past the snowmobile seat held together with duct tape on her way back to her vehicle. I love the world's largest garage sale, she said. I've been coming to this since the 70s, as soon as I was able to walk. So she and about 50,000 others attended the huge sale. That was from October 2nd through the 4th. Local residents said that more shoppers were out on Friday than in past years, presumably to get the first pick of bargains, but that fewer people were at the individual sales Saturday and Sunday on Warrensburg's back streets. The action seemed to be more concentrated on Main Street this year than in the past. That's according to some Warrensburg citizens. Unnamed ones, by the way.
Yeah, I need to verify these sources.
On Saturday, the sidewalks on Main Street were crammed with visitors, so crowded that many of the shoppers walked into the street beside vehicles stalled in bumper-to-bumper traffic to get where they wanted to go. Pushing a cart through the crowd, Sue Paulus of Beacon, New York, was headed down back to her vehicle after successful bargain hunting. Here's what she got. An inflated SpongeBob SquarePants sitting atop the cart seemed to point the way. In addition to this cartoon character, she bought a puppy plush pocketbook, a lampshade adorned with a wolf profile, plus a blow-up pretend army knife. For 3 years, I've found so much here at reasonable prices, and people will strike deals with you.
Oh my god, this is lovely.
So I love everything about Warrensburg's garage sale, even the food. She was eyeballing a vending booth with steak and sausage pepper sandwiches. A block and a half away on a crowded sidewalk, Richard Claremont of Quebec walked south with a group of his friends from Canada visiting Warrensburg for the weekend. He carried one of the more bizarre finds of the sale, a house shutter with a birdhouse and flower pot attached. He said, and I quote, "This is my first time here. It's cool and I'm coming back." Seriously, it goes on. It just goes on and on about the bargain. So that's Small Town News. That's somebody actually wrote that.
I just so much about that. But first of all, like, all these people go to this thing to buy shit that other people
don't want,
so they can put it in their house,
right?
And then sell it at a garage sale in 10 years.
Well, or next year. I mean,
yeah.
It could be any time. Kareem, are you into yard sales?
Actually, I am.
When was the last time you went to a yard sale?
Been a couple of weeks.
Here's the funny thing about it. So I just moved about 6 weeks ago, and I had a fair bit of stuff. And I have more important things to do with my life than sit out and try and sell stuff to people
right.
and get haggled. So certain things got donated. Other things got put out for free out front, and a bunch of stuff got thrown in the dumpster because I don't have time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Kareem's very excited. We're watching Monday Night Football.
I like estate sales. Like that's I like. I prefer going to a place where somebody's just died, and and there might actually be something that somebody didn't get. That's good. That's a good find, you know. But
right.
Okay. Hey, you! Step away from my shit. I wanted to take it with me, but they wouldn't let me. Damn it!
Can I get this for a dollar less?
Okay, so I got a brand new heavy bag from a yard sale for like $20, $25. I got a full set of golf clubs.
Sure. Well, there's no doubt you can get bargains.
For another $25, I got a golf, pretty good golf bag. And actually, the golf clubs that I got came with like everything that you needed to go golfing. But I bought another golf bag from another yard sale for like $15. That was like an upgrade over the bag that I had. We got a wooden dresser / bookcase. Not the flimsy paper, not the flimsy Walmart ones. Yeah. Like a solid oak for like $45.
Oh, no, you didn't.
So... But my rule for going yard sale is going to the white, go to like the really nice white neighborhood. Yeah. They give away good shit.
Well, we know where Kareem's going next October. He's going to New York for the world's largest garage sale. He's had great bargains. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks, Jason, for being here. Kareem, thank you. Diana, we miss you. Sam, you're working. You're making money. What can we say?
Yeah. Being a man.
Back on Friday with another new episode. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.